fascinating character.
One of the best documentaries I've ever seen.
Thank you, man.
It was incredible.
Appreciate
dude.
That. Yeah, well, he's amazing. He's, I think, like a forgotten hero in American history. I think he made all sorts of breakthroughs in the world of gravity. But in general relativity, gravity and time are related. So the kind of subplot of his whole biography, it's a great biography called The Man Who Mastered Gravity by a guy named Paul Shatzkin. Recommend you all read it.
Mm-hmm.
The subplot is that he's obsessed with time travel. And he talks about time travel constantly with his wife, Josephine, his daughter, Linda. And here's where it gets really weird. Apparently, Tim Taylor told Chris Bledsoe that he was part of a secret time travel group in Nassau in the Bahamas. And the president of that group was Thomas Townsend Brown. Now, I would think that was total. I would dismiss that out of hand. I would be like, that's sort of, madness. But I know from my own research, independent research on Thomas Townsend Brown, he spent a ton of time in Nassau in the Bahamas. And he was just extremely interested in time travel. And he was spending a lot of time with this guy, William Stevenson, who was James Bond's super spy. He was the inspiration for James Bond. He was Winston Churchill's super spy. But he was, Ian Fleming's inspiration for James Bond. He's just like fascinating kind of, he's coordinating a lot with Wild Bill Donovan, early OSS, or late OSS, early CIA, involved in the formation of the CIA. Was working out of the Rockefeller Center in New York and kind of calling a lot of interesting shots as, almost part of like a shadow government, if you will. So he's close with Thomas Townsend Brown. They're in the Bahamas a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, Ryan Bledsoe saying that Tim Taylor told his father that he's part of the secret time travel group with Thomas Townsend Brown. Just very, very interesting. And then you we were talking about this before the show. You said, that Tim Taylor told Chris Bledsoe that the Adjustment Bureau was like, his life or whatever. And that's all about like changing one little variable. Like it's like if I were to freeze this room and like, I don't know, move your mic like a little bit.
Right.
And you get this butterfly effect style multiplicative effect down the line or whatever of like, changing timelines. It's madness. It sounds kind of crazy.
Madness.
Yeah.
Science fiction.
It is. It's sci-fi. And I'm not proposing that that's, a real thing, but it is fascinating that there are some connections there. And then the final connection I made is Townsend Brown's daughter is an amazing woman.
In the documentary, right?
She's in the documentary on the phone call, and her name's Linda Brown, but it was Linda Leach for a while. And she has an Amazon review on Tim Taylor's biography. Tim Taylor's biography is called Launch Fever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he wrote it 2003, 2004.
Right.
And in 2012 or 13 or 14, like early, well before Diana Pasulka even pseudonymously published about Tim Taylor under the pseudonym Tyler in American Cosmic in 2018, Linda Leach is writing a review on Launch Fever, saying this is, wonderful homage to, the space program or whatever. So clearly there's a connection between Townsend Brown and Tim Taylor, which is, it's pretty interesting.
Wild,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. So you have this mid-century inventor who I think, at the very least, like we have an FBI file on Thomas Townsend Brown saying he was the lead radar scientist in the entire Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Like this guy's a real guy.
Mm-hmm.
You can say he didn't crack anti-gravity, that's fine. I'm like totally open to that. Like you have to think probabilistically,
sure,
around that. I have a lot of fucking evidence that he did. But say he didn't do that or whatever. He's like a very real guy, and he's talking about time travel constantly. And then there's this really interesting connection with a modern NASA mission controller. I don't know. I don't understand it.
Yeah. Going to the Adjustment Bureau comment that he made.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that there's a thing that happens to people, and I wouldn't know because I don't have the personal experience, but do you think it's possible there's something that happens to somebody or certain individuals when they have tons of super, super top secret information that they have and nobody else has, where they sort of feel like their life is, for lack of a better term, they're living the Da Vinci Code? And they sort of like fall into that, and they sort of like look through their entire life through that lens, right? Like I am living this movie, or like I am this superhero character because I hold these secrets that like literally would changed the power balance of the world if I let them out.
Yeah.
I wonder what that does to your brain. You know what I mean?
I do wonder that as well. And then I wonder how much of it is like human clearance systems versus like, have you ever experienced synchronicities in your life? Like,
oh, all the
things
time.
Popping up, showing all up, like really in really cool, interesting, fun way. So maybe there are people that are more tapped into that in sort of a weird way. You know?
Well, that's what this guy tries to do, right? Mm. He's trying to tap into this other thing. He's trying to get these downloads that she's in her new book. She talks about like all these Diana Pasolka in her new, I forget the name of her new book, but she taught in that one. She talks encounters. About encounters. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's great.
Awesome book. Shout out Diana Pasolka.
Shout out to Diana. All these protocols that he goes through every day by not drinking coffee and like going outside and getting sunlight and all this stuff in the morning.